his meme page and how it got so big, and you know, goes on and on and on and on. So yeah, you know, we all know that creating content is not, how can I put it, it's not easy. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't really matter what type of content it is. Like, creating content in general, it isn't easy. Now, how do you use your content and keep it relevant to your target market?
Like, I know, like I said, people love memes, right? So, okay. What I have to do is just I have to find something that is trending, you know?
Okay.
Like a political event or whatever that is trending in SA, and just create a meme and put some humor in it. I know, obviously, people will like it, and they'll be informed. Obviously, they'll know about whatever that I'm writing about, because it's trending.
Yeah, it's trending.
Basically. Yeah, just mixing it with some sense of humor.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Ndivo, we also want to know, when it comes to the page No Chillin' in Mzansi, do you have a specific target market that you aim to reach?
Not really. I wouldn't say I have target market, unless otherwise I want to sell something. But for me, I just want whoever, people who have sense of humor, people who understand me, people who love me, those are like the people that I want. Because there's so many people who doesn't understand what is a meme, and some they actually take it too serious. I've seen the ones commenting and complaining, and it's just a joke. So I would say, just to answer your question, I just want people who understand humor. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then tell us more about, you know, we know now that you have been nominated to the African Social Entertainment Awards. What is it all about? Like, what is it? And first of all,
congrats, by the way. Round of applause.
What is it?
The African Social Entertainment Award. I didn't know it until they actually inboxed me themselves and told me that, you know what, you should join this. It's actually an event whereby they're recognizing all the social media influencers who are doing good, you know.
Okay.
And they have different categories like comedy, they have like upcoming DJs, best hip-hop artists upcoming. So yeah, it's just an African thing whereby they're recognizing like the talent that people have around Africa.
Okay.
Interesting. Something like them, just listen to them so that you can find motivation there. So the next question is, you switch, obviously anybody that has been, you know, keeping track of your accounts and so on, I've been following No Chill in Mzansi, we've seen that you kind of like, how can I put it, switch content from just an ordinary picture and an ordinary caption, and then to like a whole other, you know, video call type of content. But it's so funny, but I mean, like, what made you decide to, you know, switch it up?
No, okay. I feel like, you know, you can do something for a long time, but at some point you have to switch, you know?
Yeah, go with time.
Obviously, people, everyone knows memes now.
Yeah.
So now, who knows video calls? No one. So you just have to be a trendsetter, you know, you have to come with your own stuff. Well, I was inspired by someone in the USA.
Okay.
But I'm doing it Mzansi way, you understand?
Yeah, you
so just feel like change is good, yeah.
I see. So now, like, often now doing this, you know, this whole switch up type of thing, I feel like people don't normally like change. I don't know, you know, it's a very difficult thing to adapt to. So now, did you gain followers or lose followers? Or were your followers like on the same type of level of doing this?
Yeah, by doing that, I actually got new followers.
Okay.
So I understand, but my own understanding is, so now I'm gaining people who love videos. And, you know, we have different niches. Some people love memes. Some people love, like, short videos. Some people love, like, for example, they love TikTok videos and stuff like that. So, yeah, I actually gained more niche. So I have got different two types of followers on Instagram.
Okay, it makes sense.
Okay, Ndivuo, going back to the page, what motivates your content?
I would say community. By community, I mean, I don't like to use the word followers, because I feel like
those people are not just following. It's like a community. Not your thing, it's so for everyone, right? Yes. The community motivates me to do more. And the way they respond to what I do, you know, it motivates me and inspires me to create more content for them. I feel like when I'm not posting, there's something that is, you know, something that I don't feel like I'm complete. So,
okay. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Well, I feel like we all kind of curious on this. Apart from, you know, just doing this whole No Chillin' Mzansi thingy, what else do you do? Like, apart from that, what else keeps you busy?
I do a lot of things. I work as an aeronautical information management specialist.
Okay.
I've been working for like 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm studying project management. I'm also studying social media marketing.
So you do quite a lot. It's not like just exactly.
I make time, and sometimes I don't sleep because I have to keep up with everything that I'm doing, you know.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, but no, just okay.
I also wanted to know, like, seeing as you told us now that it's not only the page keeping you busy, how do you juggle like everything that you do, like all at once? How do you manage to get the time to do everything?
Okay, I have a daily schedule, so I know after 8 o'clock I should be doing No Chillin' Mzansi up until 12. From 12 a.m. I have to study until 3, then sleep until 7, wake up, and then I actually work afternoon shift, so I work shift.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I go to work at 12 until 8, then when I come from work from 8, I do, you know, chill and the content and everything, and then study early in the morning.
So you're like quite dedicated, and you actually, you know, like open, if you can put it like that.
I'm quite the busy boy here at that.
Yeah, it's a daily thing, it's a daily routine.
Okay, so now that you say you're busy with all this there, we just want to know, like, do you create the content on your own, or like, what happens there?
Yeah, I do create. I create things. Like, I don't get any
help.
I don't take someone's things and report. No, I just have to do it. I create them from the start.
Okay.
Even the videos, I just do everything by myself. So yeah.
Okay, because sometimes we see, you know, when you look at these memes, it's like, ish, this one got it from there. And it's like, I'm seeing it again. Like, can I stop seeing this meme now? But okay, nah, that's very interesting. But then, Diliki, the song is not gonna play is the song by Empire of the Sun, High and Low. Enjoy. 7 o'clock, and we're still here with Nduwo from the No Chill in Mzansi. What's that? Oh, even if I was it. Well, he's on Instagram, he's on Facebook, he's on, like, he's everywhere.
Go hit him up, go check it out. It's all definitely for your benefit. We just want to mean, like, memes are life.
Memes are life. Like, we can't say that means, but yeah. We just wanted to know, you know, since you've been, like, nominated for, you know, this great thing, like, it's huge actually, coming to think of it, like, in Africa, it's not even South Africa, it's like
Africa, like,
you know,
the whole continent.
Wait, like, can we vote for you, or is it something that's like, you know,
yes, you have to vote for me. You
okay,
have to vote for me, yes. And to vote, you just have to SMS. I'm just gonna read this because it's kind of like a statement, but it's not. With a lot of words.
Okay, we'll post it also on our page, so it's fine. But just where can we chat now for someone who can't find our page? Like, you just say it out. Yeah.
Okay, so you just have to SMS ASEA. ASEA, it's ASEA Awards.
Okay, it stands for the African Entertainment.
Yeah, African Social Entertainment Awards. Yeah. Best social media comedian 2019 at No Chill in Mzansi to 4868. So it's ASEA Award Best Social Media Comedian 2019 at No Chill in Mzansi to 4868.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I should be thanking you guys for having me on your show.
Like, thank you for, you know, allowing us, Mr. Yes. African Awards, whatnot, Mr. No Chill.
I used to see your news, but now finally I get.
You mean you get to speak to the admin behind? Yeah,
I feel really, really privileged.
You know, when you're always like, admin, like, this is not funny, admin. Now we're like, hey, admin, can
What's
we speak
up,
to you now?
No, just call me. You, I'm normal, guys. Like, I don't feel like.
Yeah,
I'm
we get
like
that you're normal, but like, not everybody makes like a meme page and does so well in it.
Not everybody, like everybody sees your memes and uses your memes, but not everybody has been privileged to speak to you.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really enjoyed it. Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, guys. Bye. Oh my God, it was Mr.
No Chill in Mzansi.
We can't even get to say this Mr. No Chill in Mzansi. Because I do literally the meester. As we've seen from Zara, took up on Facebook page set. And yeah, then can you get the from Steam, but... No, just ek kan nie vir my strein nie. Hy het eintlik baie goeie page.
Soos baie baie goeie.
Sy memes,
most memes wat 'n mens kry op Facebook. Kyk, ek is nou nie so baie op Insta nie, maar soos in Facebook en in Twitter en so aan, most memes you'll see sal jy die watermark sien No Chill in Mzansi. So he is really doing the things.
Hy doen regtig goed. Maar jy nou ja. Die tyd is so 1 minuut voor 5 voor 10 voor. Dis 49